You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
Welcome to another episode of Mixed Feelings with your host, Mr. Case. Now, here for a long time, here for a good time. And to my right, you got my girl, Miss Danette. And to her far left, we have the man that needs no introduction, Big Dan, aka Black Archie Bunker. A.K.A. Mr. Horse and Cash, A.K.A. the angriest man in the room at all times.
Horse and Cabbage.
Big Dame in the house.
It's fire.
And as you know on this show, we talk about all things.
Come on, swing it.
Relationships, sex, thoughts, vibes from a male and female perspective. With that being said.
Let's go, Sean.
We started off nice and pretty light. You know, for the young lady in the house. Mr. Nat, how do you know when you're in love?
I feel like it's been different. Different times in my life, you know? Like high school, I think you think you're in love.
For sure.
At least I did. Looking back, it wasn't like it wasn't love. It's just what I knew love to be.
What's in high school?
Yeah, like, you know, junior high school, you don't have the same, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, just like, oh, it's so cute kind of a thing.
Kind
of. You know what I mean? It's not like you're not looking very deep.
I'm going to go through my phases when you go through your phases.
Phases are ridiculous.
Actually, you know, girls in high school love is real. High school girl love is...
I thought it was love. But now later on, I think, oh gosh, that was so silly.
You thought shots already?
And what did I even love about that person?
Next level, after high school, then what? What'd you think?
Well, then I got married.
Oh shit, you just skipped everything, dude. You really got dudes.
Yeah, that's why sometimes you ask me these questions, I'm like, I don't have a whole lot of like...
You got married in college?
Options. No, how old was I? 27.
Yeah.
I was 27.
No, so you had college, right?
Yeah, life in between that.
Yeah, I had some.
Skis phase.
I really wasn't a skis though.
No skis. Right?
And then what? Just recently divorced.
Damn.
That's a hard question for me.
So what was that little window? No love? So after high school, you was with your husband and from high school and then to marriage?
No, we did. I think it was like 2 years.
That 2 year window
broke up.
Was crazy.
When I turned 21, I was single until about 25.
Oh, them years was wild as fuck. That's a girl going wild. I knew you looked for me.
They weren't that wild, but I never fell in love. F off. You did not see me nowhere.
Why?
Maybe in the clubs.
You can find me in the clubs.
You couldn't find me nowhere. Maybe in the clubs.
Right. In the back, kissing this shit.
What?
No love moments.
How do you know you're in love?
I'm a girl right now. So in high school, like you said, my vision of what I thought love was. The fat ass.
Oh my. See what I'm saying?
Hey, don't judge me. I'm going on what I thought love was. And then if you let...
Lust.
No. Let me finish my statement. If you let me grab it, it was love. It was lust before that.
See, I knew this was going to be something ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. I was a young man. Let me develop. Then you get to college, there's fat asses everywhere, so you got to rethink your whole shit, right? Then it was personality.
Yes, like the personality. How they treat you.
That came down the road. That was the next phase.
That was last year.
You can't mix up the personality and the ass and how they treat you. It's three things. Quick, you know what I'm saying? You want a quick, good, cheap, whatever model goes. You can't mix up all three. So then it was personality and fat asses. Then when I became a man, I left the fat asses alone. I ain't gonna take too much no shit. I left the fat asses alone. It was just the personality and how they treat you. And if there was a possibility of some kind of growth.
So, fat ass, no more fat ass, can be flat ass, no ass, just personality.
Personality and how we gotta have some kind of connection.
Because I think in my 20s, I was always looking for like that one type.
So yeah, tell me about the Italian. Hot,
like the Italian looking guy.
That's what we want to know.
You wanted a mobster?
Like, I always wanted that kind of look, like that.
Yo,
in my prior life,
I wanted to be a mobster too in my prior life. I definitely wanted to be in a Costa Nostra.
I definitely wanted to whack a couple of them.
Definitely wanted to be a cap. I wanted to be a capo. I wanted to work my way up the ranks. Strangle a couple people.
I just wanted to be in the room when we made you. I just wanted to be there to see how that shit go. They always close the door in the movies when they make somebody, but I digress.
We definitely digress.
Don't worry, you don't know about that.
Sorry, we took your Italian to your whole town.
No, that's fine.
We just ran your whole Italian fantasy.
Took it to the left, right?
probably
the opposite of what you was thinking about in your Italian man.
Because those guys are always just so, so full of themselves. No, I shouldn't say all those guys, but.
Why not? Fuck it.
A lot of times when guys are pretty, they're just so, they think they're the shit ass shit.
I don't know no pretty dudes, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, just,
Oh yeah, man, you grew up in the 90s. You should like the brothers with high top fades and XL shirts, like triple XL shirts.
I don't know if that's ever been my
life. Come on, we was everybody's type back then. I had my high top fades.
You, Keith, do you have anything
on? Hey, man, I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. So I'm just here to control the flow of things. Control the flow of things. I have my own show for that. Salud. That's Italian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, have you ever, this is digressing, but have you seen Eat, Pray, Love? The movie from a long time ago?
You know
anybody?
You know we're men, right?
Okay, yeah. So, anyways. If you've seen it, she gets a divorce. She's like, I gotta get out of here. Anyway, she goes to Italy. She kind of learns the language, and she meets so many amazing people. And then she goes to some other countries and falls in love. But yeah, you probably, now that I think about it, would never have watched it. But it's a good movie. Now you're saying, you know.
Catch that.
You said that.
She sold the hell out of that. I know you were seeing that.
I'm telling you, so many
women. That's what you wanted to do.
So many women relate to Eat, Pray, Love.
That's what you wanted to do.
Telling you, if you've seen it, I'm telling you, they're like, yeah.
It sounds like.
Because I do that sometimes. I'm leaving. The country.
To drive around the block.
I'm reinventing my entire self. Bye.
Why? What's wrong with you?
There's
a lot wrong with you, but
gotta get out of here.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. You have to watch the movie. It's like just this feeling. So like, gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I'll never get that feeling.
Oh, God. Order in the court. Day naps. Fuck you. Day naps. Blind dates. What do you think about that? Let's go date naps first.
Date naps
movement. It can't all suck. I mean, but we get married on that. Don't they got Christian mingle and stuff like that?
Let me go first because my answer will be quick.
Okay.
I don't use date naps, so I don't know, to be honest.
But do you offer for them or against them? Because they got levels to it too, right?
Out of pulls on, but I would say I'm against it because as a gentleman of a certain age, I need to see your reaction if I'm talking to you.
Right.
I can't read that through text. Even the context and shit. Like,
but isn't that what it's all about? Like making it to getting past the red tape so you can get to the date so you can get the
reaction? I don't know though, but like I told you before, it's all about the personality and the connection. I can't look at your picture and be like, oh shit, the personality.
You don't even know how filtered that picture is, remember?
Yeah. It might have the filter on with the dog ears and the
eyelashes and the big lips.
Long lick tongue
and shit. The cat eyes and shit.
Double chin gets removed.
Yeah. So, I'm not with that. Now, I think it's cool for older people. And they got this looking grandma.net looking for grandpas or whatever that shit is.
They got one like that?
They got some older love.
They got some forever.
They got some older
grandpa
love.
Forever.
Grandpa.org?
That's some shit called like Our Time. That's for people like over 65 or something.
I'm down with that. I don't see that. Because
at that point,
where do you meet somebody when you're that old?
Exactly.
Besides
just,
church.
Yeah, you just rolling the dice and shit.
Grocery store?
Bingo.
Target.
Nah. Everybody focused on shopping.
No shit. You ain't never trying to holler at
nobody.
Dating
apps are horrible. I get on and I stay on for a few weeks and then I'm like,
she said they horrible, but I'll be on for a few weeks.
And then I delete it. I got back on.
I can see the whole thing. Especially some of those sites where you could like put your exact personality, likes, dislikes, everything you like, and you match yourself up with somebody with potentially the same, you know, likes and dislikes.
That's a hoax, though. I don't think
it can be.
I'm telling you, by the time you match, I can say you match with somebody, And then you text, hi, how are you? The usual boring stuff. And then sometimes the first response, like, fairly
let me see your tits.
Exactly. Or are you a sexual person?
What does that mean, right? What does that mean? Right?
I said, what does that mean?
What does that mean exactly, dude? Have I had sex in my lifetime?
One guy was like, I'm super busy, but if you want to come by, but I'm super busy 20, what do you say? Not 24-7. He said 25-8, I'm busy.
And I'm got a 20-minute window.
What is this? Yeah. And I made them obsolete profile again.
So what's the lines that got your ass then?
You know, it was more like the look and then maybe just a few little things that they had interest in. There's so many that you just, it's overwhelming. And you're like, eh, no, I don't know, no. There's so many times I do know that I'm like, every rarely, I'm all, well, yes, I'm all like we matched. Hi.
Let me see your tits.
Do you suck dick? Bye. Yeah. Like,
I don't know what's wrong with these dudes, right? They just,
sometimes. It's ridiculous.
This era is crazy. Anyway, unsolicited
that's
pictures
my
of the genitalia. Just, hi, how you doing? Look at this.
Same way about blind dates, though. Like, depending on who's setting you up.
I went on one about 2 or 3 months ago, blind date. Like a friend of mine was like, "Hey, come out and we'll bring our friend." And so it was fun. It was good. There was no love connection. I don't think we had like a attraction, but we had a good time. Went to dinner, hung out, the four of us. But there, nothing became of it. But
so you guys think blind date? You've been on a good blind date besides hers? Like a good blind date, like with somebody that you that knew you, hooked you up with somebody, not hooked you up, but put you on a date, with set you up on a date with somebody that you thought that you guys would be a good match.
No, that's not that I can remember.
It's never happened in your life.
Not that I can remember.
People don't really like y'all that much.
True. I'm just saying, all that shit is younger, and back then you just. It was stupid.
Actually, it happens more when you're older because everybody.
Nah, younger, you just. Either you got the girl or you're a professional wingman. You're like, yo, a girl got a friend. You want to come? You don't even care. You're like, bad.
God, I'm always third wheel.
That's how you go, bad. She got fat ass, bad. You in. Like, oh, she got a friend.
I don't think it's bad if you trust the person that's setting you up.
Well, you should.
Depends who's setting you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, especially, you know, you got plenty of married friends. They always trying to hook up you up with their married.
Yeah,
I mean they're single homegirl or they're single male friend.
Yeah,
for me it definitely depends because I know a couple of my boys' porn tastes, and some of them I would definitely not let me hook me up with anybody.
Their porn taste?
Their porn, their category that they search in porn.
You can't elaborate.
Like, hey.
Yeah, I can elaborate.
Your
so I'll tell you right now. We'll get to that next. One of my boys likes. Big BBWs, big beautiful women.
So I would when you say big beautiful women, I mean
big beautiful women.
So you don't like no woman with meat on the bones?
I ain't say chubby. I said big beautiful woman. That's pretty huge. That's like over 250.
Over 250. Okay.
So I would never let him hook me up on a blind date. The fear out of that might happen.
Even if he knew that wasn't what you wanted.
He doesn't. Why would he care? That's what he wants. When people send you on a blind date, usually the shit they want or the shit they like.
That's not necessarily true.
I don't think so.
There's been times I haven't.
Not because you know, you hooked me up on a good blind date.
I'm gonna hook you up with somebody that matches your energy.
But you're the only one somebody
I'm
liking
to like. You know what I'm saying?
You did that. You're the only person ever who's done it.
Like I got the perfect person for yours.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Someone just as fucking. Sassy and grumpy.
That don't be than I was.
Grumpy together. It's gonna somehow work.
She was way more
maybe
grumpy.
He needs complete opposite.
But she was cute.
So. I think so.
Yeah.
Yo, hold up, sister. Me scoffing. What's your porn category, smart ass?
Are you watch porn?
I'm gonna porn. It's like, it's not my big thing for me.
Multi-billion-dollar industry, but only dudes watch it, right?
That's not what I
No, I don't really have a category.
Oh, you just go free for
just all. Just do roll like Price is Right down the wheel.
No. Maybe, no. That's so rare, though. Yeah, it's never.
It's okay. You're amongst friends.
That's not my thing.
Everybody says that. It's not my thing.
You check your history.
Multi-billion dollars.
I'm not like.
Give me a phone.
I'm not like every night. seen it, saw that. That's all the ones. I couldn't even name one porn star.
Well, then that would be crazy. That would be crazy. Well, John Johnson. John Long John Johnson. All right, well, I have a topic. Okay, tell me, which kind of sex is better? Mm. All right? Put yourself in...
Clapping cheeks.
Sex mode. She is twerking. Yo.
I wish I could.
I miss you, sex. Mm. I'm sorry, sex. We should not be doing this, sex. Mm. Awesome. Just some after club drunk sex.
You go first, no skis.
No skis. All right, go. Top three.
I want to say I'm sorry, sex, and then I miss you, sex.
It's nice.
It's good choices. Good choices.
Very good choice.
I'm going to say.
But why? Wait, hold on. Why?
You know me, I'm all about feelings.
Nothing more than feelings. Feelings of
because I'd be like, emotional. I'm like emotional. I'm, you know, I'm like a.
Nothing wrong with that.
Everybody that we shouldn't be doing this. I feel, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I know that's probably what you would do.
You.
For the club sex.
I don't like the fucking energy coming off your body. I miss you, sex. She's a little emotional and intense. But the fuck, we shouldn't be doing this, sex. It's pretty creative. It's crafty. It could go down anywhere when you shouldn't be doing it.
Valid point.
Everybody's putting in good work because it seems like a time limit as well.
The best work in a little bit of time, window. Yeah. The best work in a small window.
You ain't supposed to do it, but you're doing it, so you almost want a second chance if it somehow happens.
So you got to do your best performance in a small window.
Yeah, it's like hopes
for a repeat performance.
It's like a tornado. Shit,
a lot of shit in a small amount of time.
A lot of shit.
Great analogy.
Yeah, like that. So you get that mixed with the emotional, I miss you, sex.
Oh, can I ask a question?
You may.
So that we shouldn't be doing this part, like, with the person or just where you're at? Like,
both. Oh, man. It could be both. Like, you could be, I don't know, maybe you had a
because if I knew the person, it would be different.
No, still. Yeah. Say we're at a party, we know each other, whatever. We came together, but the moment hit, party's going on, and we sneak off.
And you're in the closet.
Closet, bathroom, car, whatever. Okay,
you're pretty tall.
You gotta hurry up and come back before. I'm done in the closet. But you gotta hurry up and come back before people know you. That's gonna be that.
Got you, I got
it. It could also be some other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know.
So right. No one picked the club drunk. What did you say?
Hey, I used to love getting drunk and getting meeting somebody at the club.
I mean,
y'all vibes at the club. Y'all vibes so hard. You took it to the bedroom and just I used to think
that ranks too. It's just not
that's
at
the
top.
It could be,
but it's not for me. It's not.
Yeah, you know, you had that passionate dance move. What do you like? A whole lot of foreplay right before we get. Never mind.
Is that Montel Jones?
Never mind.
He said, "My baby texted me."
All right, so hey, very good answers, by the way.
Thank you.
And I love the fact you showed a little emotion there. You should put yourself.
I know.
There.
I feel like you're growing.
I feel like you're growing.
Since the first show,
I feel like
Danette
is changing you, man. She's still deep inside.
Your heart is growing.
And that's a lovely thing in 2023.
That really means fucking love.
All right, what'd you rather have? Partner that was great at sex, horrible or oral?
Ooh.
Or great at horrible.
Well,
these are Oracles or Oracle. She knew the Oracle.
Great at Oracle.
Oh, she knew the Oracle? Would you date the Oracle? Nah.
Great at
Oral, horrible at sex. You had to pick him. He got the full package. She got the full package. Personality, looks, style, flavor. One's great at sex, horrible, horrible. Damn. Oral. One's good oral, horrible at sex. What you gonna do? You gotta take him.
Which one you take? Great sex.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
The oral thing?
Some people are oral fiends.
I am, but...
I said some people, I wasn't even putting you out there.
I'm just saying, I am, but fuck, if the ass is whack, it's not
going to
work.
Because I feel...
To work with.
Yeah, because I could feel like you can tailor make somebody into a decent oral person. Maybe not great,
sometimes.
But good enough.
Sometimes.
That's how I say great. I said, good. Make it a C. Make it a C?
Maybe.
C minus?
Yeah. And just be like, yeah.
70%? 65?
There's some bad oral givers out there.
I'm sure more females can say that than dudes, so.
You've told us. We know.
Yeah, man. I put my business in the streets.
Because they don't watch us every week.
They don't have to fucking remind anybody of anything.
They don't have to recap on YouTube or nothing.
Someone's going to be like, that's interesting me he's talking about.
Ain't nobody going to say shit. This is old, very old college story. Now, I'm a gentleman now.
There might be someone watching.
I'm a gentleman and
following you like
now.
A stalker.
I never had that happen. That only happened to you.
I don't think I have any stalkers.
Probably. Some Italian greasy dude stalking me. You know,
I didn't say greasy.
I say greasy.
What kind of Italian dude you talking about, though? You talking about?
I'm talking about that just that.
Like the East Coast. Dark hey, you. What's cool?
Just like they
look
have that. They
fucking
have,
me head. You know?
Not even like that. Like just like that model look. Like back in the day, like the GQ.
Okay.
The GQ look.
What's that store? International Mail?
Yes, International Mail. I used to go in that store all the time.
Yeah, the catalog, man.
No, just that look, like the guys working there, and I'd be like, oh my God, look at it. Oh, this guy's so cute. Back in the day of like junior high.
Had fluffed up hair.
Yeah, flock of seagulls.
Wavy shit.
Jacquard. Everyone wore Jacquard.
That's the strongest cologne made to man. You can spray yourself one time with that shit and be on you for 2 months.
Original Polo cologne pretty fucking
that's his cousin. Polo
it was,
cologne.
It was Jacquard.
In the 80s and the 90s, they made cologne the last.
I ain't like
what was that shit, man?
Yeah, everyone wore that.
Nah, I wore both of them, but I ain't like it. I wore it because I thought girls liked it, but I never really liked it.
I was a fiend for Obsession.
Like
Obsession.
That brown bottle?
And colors. Fucking Benetton colors.
Benetton.
Yeah. That was good too. Those were my joints right there.
But all the players wore the Vegan Polo cologne since Slick Rick said it.
That's like
strong. That's a baby powder in my Polo cologne.
That shit smelled like a detective.
That's like Nighttown. All of Nighttown smelled like that.
Heavy nightclub smelled like that.
Or After Dark. Was it After Dark?
That's a good club too.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Right?
Okay, sorry.
They
it was an over 18 club.
There was a.
Right? It was over 18.
Who should be then, man? Bomb threat.
Yeah, my fault. All right. So let's take it here. Another one.
Go on.
You scared me and shit. What happened? If adult Danette could talk to. High school Danette, what advice would you give her about men?
I would say get to know them better. And take your time. I don't know. I'm trying to.
Man, you got a chance to save these other girls.
I know,
you're an adult now. You can grow a woman.
I had two boyfriends in high school, so I'm trying to think of what.
But you've known men between there and now. You gonna tell them just take your time, do it right.
I just don't trust any of them.
What the hell? How you go through life not trusting nobody and shit? That's the worst advice ever.
Nothing.
I think.
All right, we gonna get back to you, Dang.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's grown ass man Dang gonna tell young? Little Hard Johnson looking at asses, Dave.
Gross, like, fuck him.
Nah, he got knowledge, man. Nah.
You asking for it, Nose Key. What the fuck would I tell young gang?
So, females and relationships in general. No. I know you're going to come back. I'm going to bring it back to you.
I would tell them to slow down. They're not going to run out of girls.
It's no shortage.
They're forever. Slow down. It's not a competition. Who got the most? Whatever. I will also tell them to be slightly more patient.
In what sense?
In the relationship sense.
Ah.
It was always kind of my way or no way type shit.
Right. You lose out a lot of good ones when you ain't
more
patient.
More tolerance.
More tolerance, yeah. That's what they
No, they wasn't, no.
Patience and tolerance is cousins.
I think so.
Be patient.
What are you waiting for?
Just be patient. It could be a lot of things. Because coming from New York, as a 14, 15-year-old boy, I was way ahead of the game of a 14, 15-year-old California girl. I was like a 25-year-old man compared to you.
Which happens was most...
We were just way ahead of girls my age.
Why do you think that is?
Grew up fast. Real fast on the East Coast. Out here, I wasn't doing none of this shit. You know. Except drinking. I was drinking like a motherfucker.
Man, Cali motherfuckers. They drinking Cali, boy.
I was drinking.
Early.
We were just way ahead of the game, though. Like, everything sexually, talking to girls. Like I always thought it was weird out here when, like, girls were like, oh, I gotta go home at, like, 10 o'clock. Like, what? Like, why? You didn't know their parents was being responsible and shit. Like, that shit was happening when I was growing up.
You guys were more running around.
Everybody, not just you guys, like the girls too, like everybody was fucking up. So to see the difference was crazy. I'm talking to girls and trying to get in their pants, and like, what the fuck? Like, the fuck are you doing, mister?
Like, fuck out of here, Franklin?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck out of here, Franklin. I was just way ahead of the game. Said, I'd be a little more patient and slow down. That's what I would do.
I like it. Now, the network bring it back to you. Now that you have time to ponder on your thoughts.
I would have still waited longer probably to get married. Because I didn't really date a lot even after.
That's when you tell that girl, don't get married.
No.
Too soon?
I'm going to say like that. It doesn't sound wrong, but I would have went out with way more people.
Nah, that's how you get to know yourself.
She didn't have
more. Yeah, because I didn't really know. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
People don't get it.
I think you probably know the two people are like, this person and this person, and then I was like, married this one, because it just seemed like, oh, we've been dating for
years. That's a great thing about every bad relationship. Right. You learn something great about yourself, if at the very least, what you won't deal with in the future, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I thought, oh, we've been dating X amount of time, now we get engaged, and then we get married, and that's just like how it is.
Storybook shit, like, shit.
Yeah, yeah. White. Instead of really, I didn't really know who I wanted.
What you wanted, who you are, comfortable with yourself.
I wasn't with enough people to even sexually, really, no.
Right.
I was with, like, you know, three people, and I was like, I guess is it. I don't know.
Me too.
Lies.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she don't believe you.
I know. It's all good.
So, yeah. Because now I...
numbers high? Is that what you said?
No, my number is not high.
You said now.
Now my number. You said three people
should be married for 20 years. But hey, some people get out of marriage and they just go for it. I'm looking for all my lost time tonight.
Exactly. It's hard with people that watch the show and go exactly what I'm talking about or who. But now it's like, oh, sex is actually fun and wow and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, if you were someone that wasn't fun, then that's what you think it is.
And I was like, oh, sex.
Why would you?
Who cares? Take
you
it
tolerate it. Love over bad sex?
Well, you know what bad sex.
I didn't know bad sex.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking of that. Let's talk about the first
time.
We ain't gonna go too deep with it. I ain't gonna go there. Yeah, you ain't got enough time. I'll put it in a clip note.
What were you gonna put in a clip note?
Nah, they ain't got enough time.
You about to wrap it up.
Do a teaser.
No, I don't tease.
I know y'all want to ask, and y'all ain't gonna get to ask it until next week.
We'll see you next
time. Hey, I hope y'all had a good time. Please come and follow us every week. Big Dave, Big Danette, Case Shell. That didn't sound right.
I know, right? Big thing
to do.
We
got
it. Please.
Hey, Keisha, I'm out.
30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's MIXXNUTT Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.